Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is Roy Bargi. This is another program in a series of programs in which I featured Bix's fellow musicians. Roy Bargi was with Weidman when Bix joined, as well as when Bix left Weidman. And in fact, he was one of the two accompanists of Bix when Bix played In a Mist in Carnegie Hall in October of 1928. Let me read what Don Reno tells us about Roy Bargi. He was born on July 31st, 1894 in Newaygo, Michigan and died on January 16, 1974 in Vista, California. He was a pianist, arranger, conductor and composer. Associated with Weidman for many years, a child prodigy, he took piano lessons from the time he was a youngster. He was headed for the classical field, but he discovered jazz when he was living in Toledo, Ohio, influenced by local African-American pianists Johnny Walters and Lucky Roberts. Bargi formed his own band in Toledo and made extra money on the side playing piano and organ accompaniment at silent movie theaters. In 1919, he was hired by Imperial Player Rolls to edit piano rolls, eventually began to make his own. In late 1919 and early 1920, Bargi recorded with Paul Biss and Charlie Strait. Chicago booking agent Edgar Benson hired Roy in 1920 to direct, arrange, and play piano in his Victor recording band. Bargi formed his own dance band in Chicago, which he brought into the Trianon Ballroom in Chicago in late 1922. After a vaudeville theater tour and a stint in Chicago's Terrace Gardens, he disbanded his orchestra and on May 4, 1924, joined the Isham Jones Orchestra. He joined Weidman's orchestra in February of 1928 as pianist, arranger, and assistant conductor. Often rehearsed the Weidman band and in Weidman's absence led the band during recording sessions. In January 1940 he left Weidman to go into radio as conductor and arranger, arranged for Andre Costellanis and was subsequently conductor and arranger for the Lenny Ross Show. In 1943 became Jimmy Durante's musical director, a position he held until his retirement 20 years later. Well, let's get started with the music. I want to go first to a couple of recordings with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago. First from April 11, 1921, Sen, and then from September 28, 1921, Wabash Blues. The band consists of Rick Atkins on trumpet, Guy Carey on trombone, Matthew Amaturo, clarinet, alto sax, Thomas Thatcher, tenor sax, Joe Baum, violin, Roy Bargi, piano, arranger, leader, Joe Miller, banjo, violin, William Foster on tuba or bass sax, and Arthur Layfield on drums and xylophone. So let's listen then to Roy Bargi with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, 1921. I forgot to mention that the Sen was composed by Lindsay McPhill and Walter Michaels. Wabash Blues was a composition by Dave Ringel and Fred Menken. Now I want to play a couple of piano solo recordings of Roy Baggi. These are sort of novelty piano pieces recorded on March 18, 1924. First, a composition by Roy Baggi himself, Just in Time, but the spelling is not time, T-I-M-E, it's time, T-Y-M-E. And then a composition by Baggi and Charlie Strait, Rough and Ready. These are part of the piano solo syncopations. So here is Roy Baggi on piano, March 18, 1924. Thank you. Now I want to move to a couple of recordings by Hesham Jones. First from April 24, 1924, It Had to Be You. It's a composition by Hesham Jones with lyrics by Gus Kahn. It became a very popular song, recorded by so many artists, showed up in movies and so on and so forth. The band consists of Hesham Jones, tenor sax and lead director, Lou Panico on cornet, Carol Martin and another trombone, Al Molling on clarinet alto sax, Artie Vanasek, soprano sax violin, Leo Murphy on violin, Roy Bargey on piano, Charles McNeil on banjo, John Kuhn on brass bass, and Joe Frank on drums. Next, I'll move to December 17, 1925, and the recording is It's the Blues. That was composed by Granger, Goldcat, and Crozier. In fact, Goldcat also has a recording of It's the Blues. According to Rust, we have Hesham Jones, tenor sax director, Frank Quartel, trumpet, Carol Martin and Guy Carey on trombone, Al Molling, clarinet, alto sax, oboe, Artie Vanasek, soprano sax violin, Leo Murphy, violin, Roy Bargey, piano, Joe Miller, banjo, Pierre Oiker, brass bass, Arthur Layfield, drums. And Rust has a note for this recording session. It says, the Brunswick files show Merle Johnson on reeds and Dave Skind on banjo present as extras in this session. So let's listen then to Roy Bargey, pianist with the Hesham Jones Orchestra, first 1924, then 1925.
Thank you.
October 18, 1929, and a couple of recordings by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with Roy Bargy, but without Bix. As I always do when I have a program about one of Bix's fellow musicians, I play recordings of that musician that do not include Bix. October 18, 1929, Should I, a composition by Nacio Herb Brown and Arthur Freed from the motion picture Lord Byron of Broadway. It's an arrangement by Lenny Hayton. The band has Charles Margulis and Harry Goldfield on trumpet, Andy Seacrest on cornet, Boyce Cullen, Wilbur Hall, Bill Rank, Jack Fulton on trombone, Chester Hazlitt, Charles Strickfaden, Bernie Daly, Frank Trombauer, Rod Meyer, Irving Friedman on reeds, Kurt Dieterle, Misha Russell on violin, Roy Bargy piano, Lenny Hayton celeste, Min Lee Brook brass bass, Mike Trafficante string bass, Mike Pingitori banjo, Eddie Lang on guitar, and George Marsh on drums. In this recording, there is a very nice duet between Trombauer on alto sax and Hazlitt on subtone clarinet. The vocal is by Jack Fulton. I will follow that with a great recording of After You've Gone, a tune by Henry Creamer and Turner Layton. This is an arrangement by William Grant Still, and the composition of the band is basically the same as I had before, except that Matty Malnick and Joe Venuti are at it on violin, and Lenny Hayton is not included here. Don Rayner, in his short comment about this particular recording, he says, top-notch arrangement that displays the jazzy side of arranger William Grant Still. This is certainly one of Whiteman's best records from 1929, with fine, hot solos by Seacrest and Rank and a delightful full chorus by Venuti and Lang. The duo, longest duet on a Whiteman record. Lang's single string accompaniment of Bing's solo is terrific. I forgot to mention that there is a vocal in After You've Gone, and it's by the great Bing Crosby. So let's listen then to a couple of recordings of Roy Bargy with Whiteman, but without Bix. October 18, 1929.
Beneath the pale moonlight, and swear by stars above you. Could I repeat the sweetest story told? Could I entreat? Would it be too bold? Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I confess I love you?
Dearest pal you ever had, there'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine and you'll want me only after you've gone away.
I want to go to May 10, 1930, exactly 2 years after my brother was born, and bring in a couple of recordings by Frank Trombauer and his orchestra. These are extremely interesting recordings because Frank does a lot of things in these recordings. First, Get Happy, a composition by Ted Kohler and Harold Arlen. We have Andy Secrest on cornet, Harry Goldfield trumpet, Bill Rank trombone, Frank Trombar C melody alto, and the clarinet and vocal, Chester Hazlitt on alto, Charles Strickfaden baritone sax, Min Lee Brook bass sax, Matty Malnick violin, Roy Bargey piano, Eddie Lang guitar, George Bush drums. Then I will play Deep Harlem. This is a composition by Eddie Condon, Frank Signorelli, and Matty Malnick. And here Trumbauer does the vocal, as well as plays clarinet and cornet here. The arrangement is by Matty Malnick. And of course, you all know that Deep Harlem was also recorded by Bix in 1930. And the two arrangements have some commonalities. I like a lot the change in tempo from sort of a slow blues into a pretty peppy jazz section. So here is Roy Bargey with Frank Trombauer in 1930.
Your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come get happy. The Lord is waiting for your hand. Shout hallelujah, come get happy. We're going to the promised land. Heading across the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Get your troubles and get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come get happy. Get ready for that day. Thank you.
blues, ringing in my ears, bringing on the tears for blues, blues, blues. Follow me around while trouble hunts me down. Too late, too late, change my way. Heart is awful lonely, head is turning gray. Nothing left but poor old me, but the blues, blues, blues.
I'm going to wind up today's program with a couple of recordings by Red and his Big Ten. This is November 18, 1930. This is no longer the small chamber jazz that Red Nichols gave us in 1926-27. This is now a pretty big band with Red Nichols and Ruby Weinstein on trumpet, Glenn Miller trombone, Benny Goodman clarinet, Sid Stoneburn alto sax, Babe Rossin tenor sax, Roy Bargy piano, Carl Kress guitar, Art Miller string bass, Gene Krupa on drums. The vocal is by Dick Robertson, and the second tune that I'm going to play is by exactly the same band, the same day, same vocalist. I'm Tickled Pink with a Blue-Eyed Baby. So here is Roy Bargy with Red and his Big Ten. He's one of the Big Ten. November 1930, Roy Bargy with Red Nichols and his Big Ten.
Nights, oh boy, that's where the South begins. I've been to the East. I've been to the West. I've been to the North.
give me the south, south, heaven on earth below. Where it's good to be alive, and the moment you arrive, you get up and cheer, happy days are here. That's where the south begins. Baby may be crazy, she's tickle pink with me. I'll tell the world she's a sweet, sweet baby, suits me to a T. I'm tickle pink with a blue-eyed baby, and she's tickle pink with me. When we get together, there's joy in the air. Two birds of a feather, a happy-go-lucky pair. And when we love, there ain't no maybe, that's easy to see. For I'm tickle pink with a blue-eyed baby, and she's tickle pink with me.
Hope you have enjoyed this program of recordings by Roy Bargee. We covered a lot of ground. We started in 1921 and ended up in 1930. We had very early recordings. We had piano solos. We had Whiteman, Red Nichols, Hisham Jones. Roy Bargee was really an excellent pianist, director, arranger. I particularly remember him because he was one of three pianists who played in a mist in Carnegie Hall in 1928 with Bix and Lenny Hayton. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.
Yeah.